Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Fredenmaker, the author. And if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise like, where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading posted to the Breakthrough blog on May 20th, 2023, and is titled, Dog Whistles and Sailcloth Wallets. What is your earliest memory of money? Mine involves my friend Ricky. We were 8 years old and had just returned to my house from a trip to the local mini grocer down the street. And we were excited. We ran to find my mom and breathlessly explained that we needed to earn some money to make an essential purchase at the local grocer. What do you want to buy? My bemused mother inquired. A dog whistle. After doing the chore to earn $2, we ran to the store and bought the dog whistle. Ran home, and I remember, literally, Ricky and I were dancing. Yes, dancing, with excitement about that dog whistle. We ran to find my blissfully innocent dog, Freddy, now bemused himself, receiving more energy and attention from us than ever. I ripped open the packaging and handed our new treasure to Ricky, who did the honors of blowing with all his 8-year-old might into that whistle. And nothing. Freddy was out of there. Gone. I remember Ricky and I looking at each other like, what just happened? The disappointment was epic. We were certain we had been duped. My mom later explained how dog whistles work. It didn't alleviate our dismay. Ah, the impulse buy, a sneaky little devil. I'm not sure about you, but REI is my kryptonite. I mean, why put off until tomorrow what I can purchase today? That recycled sailcloth wallet would be the perfect companion to my next excursion. Here's what goes through my mind to this day when my impulse buy nerves start twitching. Dog whistle. You're welcome. As simple and silly as my dog whistle story is, it covers two important elements. Number one, it's emotional. Memories can pull on the heartstrings and often bring a smile to our faces, appealing to our heartbeats. Number two, it's credible. I can see you nodding your collective heads and perhaps rolling your eyes at your own impulse buying experiences, appealing to our brainwaves. By incorporating both of those components, my silly story becomes exemplary, motivating people to act and hopefully remember. Aren't stories amazing? How do you tell the stories of your cause? Do they have a stickiness factor with your supporters and those you are seeking to serve? Here's some additional tips on storytelling. Encourage a storytelling culture within your organization so there's a continual influx of fresh stories. Another one, focus on the SOTO, the story of the one whose life was transformed as a result of your mission. And here's another, ask this question. Do your stories inspire hope that your vision is possible? May you have have a blast telling stories, and may they inspire people to take action in supporting your cause. And next time you're standing in that Hobby Lobby checkout line, you may hear the faint call of the undemanding dog whistle. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising, and sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace. That's the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you, and all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this: what is important is how well we love. God will make our love fruitful, whether we see that fruitfulness or not. All right. Thanks, everyone, and see you next time.